Shopping on Black Friday has become almost dangerous. People waiting in line all night to slug it out for doorbuster deals. This Thanksgiving, several shoppers were arrested for brawling. One ended up in the hospital with knife wounds. Another was shot over a television set. Yet, there are easier ways to shop. Not the internet. Think back further. Much further.
Tired of all that chopping and slicing? It's such hard work and takes forever.
Well, now there's a faster, better way with Slice-O-Matic.
John Nathanson, a former marketer for Walmart, who's now a business writer, says that our love for infomercial products persists. He joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, thank you so much for having me.
You write on the Priceonomics.com blog that the infomercial industry is soon going to hit $250 billion. That's 1% of U.S. GDP. How's that happen in this day and age?
Well, very few people actually buy these products on infomercials themselves between the hours of 1 and 6 a.m. In fact, the infomercials themselves are essentially a psychological tactic. Their goal is to make you aware of an interesting product, to establish a context for something you wouldn't have considered otherwise, the Slice-O-Matic being a fantastic example. Mm-hmm. And their ultimate goal is to drive you into stores. And once you're there, you will be primed to have remembered what you heard about, and that's where you'll find it on the store shelves.
We want to play a few seconds of something I guess I can safely call a vintage spot. 1949, William Bernard, the Vitamix.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a demonstration of one of the most wonderful machines that was ever invented, the Vitamix machine, and I'm going to talk to you on the most vital subject that concerns you and your family, and that is health.
This is advertising in the classic sense, it strikes me.
It is. This is advertising telling a story. This is advertising in its original form, which has survived throughout the decades, and essentially this is getting your attention, presenting a very interesting context, presenting a problem that they are then solving. And oftentimes it's a problem you didn't realize you had.
We're talking about a form of advertising that has been, well, that has been around longer than a lot of other things we've seen come and go.
That's right. The first television was invented in the late 20s, and it wasn't really until after World War II that televisions became a mass consumer product, right around 48 or so. And, you know, a year later, the first infomercial was born. So we're talking about a medium that's been around essentially as long as consumer television has.
John Nathanson, a business development writer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks again.
Operators are standing by. Pass around the picture of...